He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is June the 9th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm here with my assistant,
Stephen Gunderson. Good morning.
Yeah, Monday morning and you're here already?
Man, it was rough.
Oh, yeah. You know, weekends are nice here in San Diego. What's happening to the market here this morning? We had it sell off a little and then it went up. Had a little rally, and now it's back about even. The Dow is up, however, 5 points right now. The Dow is at 16,929. We're just, 68 points right now away from 17,000. Do you think we'll be saying 17,000 someday?
Man, I hope so. Should be soon.
I think, you know, when I got in the business, it was at 3,000, so... Wow. I think we'll be saying 17,000 at some point in time. I don't know exactly when. And ditto on the S&P 500. We're up a point there. We're at 1950, and there's talk of 2,000 now. And, I think it's just a matter of time. Maybe that will spell the end. I would be very careful once that thing crossed 2,000. I've seen it more than once where an index has crossed over a major number like that. And then that's the end. So we'll see. We're at 1950 right now. The NASDAQ is up 5 points. The NASDAQ is at 4,327. Gold, 1,254. I mean, gold just cannot go anywhere. You got any gold coins on you today?
I do not.
No? Okay. No. You haven't been listening to all the ads saying to buy gold?
No.
Crude oil, that's what you should have bought. A couple of barrels of crude, set them in the backyard. 103.68, and the 10-year is moving back on up right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson.
And Stephen Gunderson.
And I've got Stephen Gunderson here today. Were we pretty busy? Let's see. We did quite a bit of trading last week, right?
Yeah, we had one day that was...
Yeah, one day. But for the most part, a lot of our stuff is really taking off right now. And that's nice because that means we can just sit and finally start to enjoy some of the fruits of our hard labor here, trying to get some trends, trying to get some stocks that will stick here this year. And boy, we finally saw some trends start to stick here last week. In fact, towards the end of the week, we had a really solid blast off in a lot of the stocks that I've been talking about. Look at United Rentals there. Is that a nice chart?
Yeah, that looks good.
That's my chainsaw stock.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever go watch any of those movies about chainsaw massacres? And
unfortunately, I did, I think, at some point.
Did you have any of your buddies in high school that you were afraid might go off with the chainsaw someday or...
Luckily, no.
Okay. All right. You went to a pretty good school. But United Rentals, we talked about at length many times here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and I see it having another great day today. And that is one of our big holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. We were out of it for a while. It started to sell off back in March when the rest of the NASDAQ started to sell off, and then it started to flatten out, started to break out again, and boy, I got back in it in a big way, and I am glad that I did, at least for now. Look at Continental Resources. That's our big Williston Basin stock. One of the holdings that we have in Continental Resource, or in the oil patch. Is my book over there? There it is. Okay, let's open that up. You open it up.
All right.
They're in alphabetical order. Open it up to page number, there it is, page 60.
Page 66.
Okay, when was Continental
Resource?
Current
price, $65 as of February of 2011.
Okay, and today Continental Resources is about $150 per share. So that Best Stocks Now book that I wrote back in February of 2011 is every bit as salient and useful today as it was back then because it was about the methodology behind the picks. And it only validates the methodology to see so many of those picks that have just exploded. Not all of them have exploded, but there are some huge winners. Pull up Priceline just for a minute.
All right.
When I wrote about Priceline in my book, which was quite a labor of love, it was my first book ever, came out nice. What was the price of Priceline?
$458.
Okay, where is Priceline today? PC.
I know, it got up to like $1,250.
LN is at $12, $1,250. So yeah. That's almost a triple now since we wrote the book back in February of 2011. Other stocks that I pointed to in my newsletter, and of course I've written a lot of articles about Continental Resources. In fact, they've been in the news here recently. They want to export oil outside the United States, which is a no-no, and they are applying for a permit to actually export light sweet crude, which we have an abundance of here in the U.S., while we have a shortage of heavy crude. So we'll see how that goes. We had an article last week in MarketWatch. I believe it was in MarketWatch, and it was titled, Did Buffett Buy the Wrong Stock, the Wrong Railroad? Because we know that the Wizard of Omaha, the Oracle of Omaha, took a big position in Burlington Northern. I think he basically bought the entire company. And headquartered right there in Omaha, the home of the Oracle, is Union Pacific. And that stock, look at that chart.
Yeah, that looks good.
Is that a beautiful thing?
Man.
That is just beautiful. So you go back to our MarketWatch article last week. You can look at the valuations that we've placed on Union Pacific. It's a stock that we have owned here for quite some time at Gunderson Capital Management. And it kind of shows you that you don't have to have a test tube company or a company that's got the latest social media. I mean, this is just a railroad stock.
Yeah,
Union Pacific.
Pretty old school.
Yeah, I mean, every night the railroad tracks right along the harbor here in San Diego, they rattle right by my place. They used to blast their horn. They finally got a some kind of a thing preventing them from blasting their horns at 3 a.m. But I see a lot of Union Pacific cars and CSX cars heading on up to whatever destination. And let's not forget the Canadian railroads. Look at that. Canadian Pacific Railway, CP. You know, these are stocks that we've taken positions in, and we've kind of been sitting here twiddling our thumbs, waiting for them to blast off. And it just seems like the last couple of weeks, especially this last week, we finally got ignition on some of these stocks. And boy, that's a bold move. That's a 12% breakout here in just the last couple of weeks. There's Canadian National Railway. What do we call that move on Friday there?
It's a breakout.
That's a breakout on Canadian National. We've talked about that many times here. We call that the Gordon Lightfoot stock. And, of course, Stephen here is not going to know who Gordon Lightfoot is, or the song Sundown, or the Canadian Railroad Trilogy, or any of the other numbers of songs that the great songwriter from Canada wrote. But there was a movement afoot in Canada to make this their national song. And Stephen, did you ever go to the game when the Montreal Expos came and played the Padres?
That was a long time ago.
Okay,
I mean,
we used to sing the Canadian national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Canada. And, of course, if you go to a Kings game up in L.A. and they're playing Montreal or Toronto, we sing both national anthems.
That's
the U.S.
Right. I do remember that.
There was a movement by a lot of people in Canada that wanted to make Gordon Lightfoot's song, the Canadian Railroad Trilogy. If you get a chance today, pull that up on Spotify. It's a great song.
All right. I'll
about building the railroad there in Canada. Okay, and there's a Canadian oil company. Look at this breakout.
Yeah.
Canadian Natural Resources, CNQ, busting loose right now. And, you know, I think maybe I'm the cause of this breakout in the market last week, because my newsletter a week ago said trendless. That was the headline,
yeah.
All right? That's all it took to get this market going was my trendless headline, and all of a sudden we have some trends. Look at these energy service companies. We've got Halliburton, which is breaking out. That's a big position here. We've got, look at Schlumberger, huh?
Yeah, wow.
I mean, this is an old school. Schlumberger has been around forever. And I've been saying all year that the energy stocks are going to end up being the biotechs this year. Does that look like some of those biotech breakouts?
It does, yeah. That's a great looking chart.
I mean, they're not making the 100% moves that we saw in some of the biotechs, but these are some meaningful moves that are starting to happen in these energy service stocks. And when we come back, we'll take a little trip around the world. Wow. I mean, there are some countries around the world that are doing far, far better than the U.S. of A here. So we got a lot to talk about today. Sectors, asset classes, indexes. It's happening. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Steven Gunderson.
We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Ever been to India, Stephen?
No.
No.
I have not.
But, you know, we have a lot of clients, don't we? We have a lot of people from India here in San Diego because we're a high-tech, and we're also a biotech, have a lot of biotech industry here. And a lot of people from India, a lot of engineers working for Qualcomm and companies like that here in San Diego.
Yeah.
We also have a presence from some of the defense contractors, et cetera. And I've said before that one of our clients was the very first person from India hired at Qualcomm. So you know what his Qualcomm options, he's done very well over the years with his Qualcomm, because he was there in the early days. I had an editorial published in the local newspaper here, the San Diego Union Tribune, over the weekend about this India story. And you can Google that, Bill Gunderson, Union Tribune, India, whatever keywords you want to put in there in your Google search, you can read that story that I wrote. Hey, last year I won for the best columnist in San Diego.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah.
I wasn't even there to receive my award, but all these Union Tribune columnists were going, who? They thought they had it won, and no, I walked away with the big prize. So we'll see. We'll enter this one again. I'm a member of the Society of Professional Journalists here, and won several awards for some of the writings that we've done here at Gunderson Capital Management. Well, let's take a look. Look at that India stock market.
Yeah.
Did I warn people that this, you know, they had this very monumental election in India where out with the old and in with the new. And, of course, there's high hopes for India's economic engine, their ingenuity to be unleashed once again, and, you know, their economy to be unleashed once again. And, of course, markets trade, whether it's happening yet or not, markets trade on expectations. I mean, you've seen that, right, Stephen? In the
Absolutely.
5 years, don't they look ahead and they move before the fact?
Yeah, definitely.
And look at that move that India is making right now. Tremendous move. In fact, when we get to the leading indexes in the world, we'll see that India is up, I believe, 23% now. Year to date, 23%. Now look at the S&P 500. Look what it did the last week.
Yeah, had a good
week.
You
see that?
Yeah.
You see where I had that line drawn at 1900, and it just couldn't get through there. Well,
broke right past it.
We're 1950 now. We have a meaningful trend in the market, and as we look at where we're at year to date, at least the S&P 500, we can say it's up 5.44%. Almost halfway through the year. You know, we've got three more weeks here, and we'll be calling it halftime, going into the locker room, discussing our strategy for the second year, getting refreshed for the second half of the year, and
getting hydrated,
taking the court. Yeah, the air conditioning worked, right, this time in San Antonio. Do you think San Antonio messed with LeBron James there by turning that thing off?
I don't know. It's the same advantage for both teams, right?
I guess.
Someone's better conditioned.
Yeah. Now, the Dow, on the other hand, is only up 2% year-to-date. Okay? That's like watching grass grow. 2% halfway through the year. The NASDAQ's up 3.5%. The small caps are up less than 1% this year, but like I said, we're starting to finally see some meaningful breakouts, some meaningful movements in the market. Look at India. You see that big arrow?
Oh, yeah.
What does that say right next to that arrow?
23%.
Okay, and that's measured by the exchange-traded fund, INP. Europe is up 4.7%. China is down 3% for the year. Russia is down 8.7%. Doesn't the World Cup start Thursday?
Is it this Thursday?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I'm more on top of the sports world. I thought you're the guy. You're the sports report. Brazil, I believe that the World Cup starts this Thursday. And boy, if you go into any of the Mexican restaurants around town, they are geared up,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I've seen that.
For World Cup happy hour, there's flags. And, you know, soccer, very, very popular here because we're so close to the border. And we have a lot of Hispanics living here in the U.S. And, boy, I'll tell you what, they're all over this World Cup soccer. Comes along every 4 years.
It'll be exciting.
And look at Brazil. It's up 7% year-to-date. I also noted on Friday, I got out of my EWZ position, which is the Brazil ETF, which covers the whole market. As soon as I sold that, the polls came out that the current leader of Brazil is trailing in the polls badly. And there's hope in Brazil for sweeping change. You know, Brazil has been just a cesspool of corruption, of crime. I mean, oh, it's just been horrible. And at least there's hope again. Brazil is up 7% year to date. And of course, the bond market continues to defy all odds here. Although it is starting to pull back right now, you have the 10-year treasuries are up 3.6% year to date. And again, I think that was a temporary parking place during the Ukraine crisis. I don't see the bond market as being a meaningful area to make money. But you know what? I give up trying to guess interest rates. If you were trying to wait for the low to lock in your loan, it's impossible.
Yeah, it is.
It's just impossible. And lastly, the other meaningful move this year that we need to talk about, look at oil.
Yeah.
Up 12.8% since the be or no 9.2%. Oil began the year at $94 per barrel. We're now at $103 per barrel, and we're up 9.2% on oil. And of course, we are heavily weighted in heavy crude, aren't we? Our portfolios are running over with crude oil and with the oil service companies, the Halliburtons, the Schlumbergers, and of course the exploration companies, the Conchos, the Cimarex Energies, and the Continental Resources of the world. And even, I'll be honest with you, even these biotechs are starting to come back a little bit. We've actually nibbled here at about three or four of the best.
Yeah.
The very best. And I just want to talk about that for a minute. We talked about this concept last week. Some of these great, great stocks, when they finally start to correct and the sector starts to correct and you get this big, pullback in a sector, and then all of a sudden it starts to go sideways, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to be looking for at that point? You want to be looking for the former leaders, right?
Right.
The very best ones that are now on sale that have proven themselves in the past. So, I mean, for us last year, we made a lot of money in Dexcom. Mm-hmm. We made a lot of money in Illumina. We made a lot of money in Biogen and a few others. Those are the ones that you want to be looking at right now, in my opinion. All right, this is Bill Gunnarsson along with Stephen Gunnarsson. We're going to take a quick break here. I got to do my TV spot, and then we will be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And I just talked about a lot of these trends. But I'll tell you, the people that have been watching me on Channel 6 over the last month since I started, I've given out some pretty good advice. They've listened to me. They're catching this move in India. If they've listened to me. I featured many oil and gas stocks here recently talking about this huge bump up in energy and gas prices and in oil prices here. And that has really put that back on the downtown scene here. press 4-4 on that. 4-4. We have two cameras here that we operate. Point it right at that. We have two cameras that we operate here at Gunderson Capital Management. One is make sure you get both of them, and 4. And we'll get that downtown scene back up for them from the Gunderson Skycam high atop the Morgan Stanley building in downtown San Diego. Little gray, little overcast. Uh-oh, they got that problem again. We have to reboot that camera after the show for them. I don't know what the heck. Short that GoPro stock when it comes out, you know? They seem to have some issues with their cameras checking in and out. Okay, let's take a look at the indexes for the year. Now, on Saturday, I was sitting at home. I just finished the newsletter. The Belmont Stakes were coming up to see whether or not little California Chrome could do it or not. He couldn't. Yeah. Well, you know, he was one tired horse when they hit that stretch. And I got an email from the Apple iTunes store, and it gave my ranking in my app. We hit number 3 in the world on Saturday of financial apps. Now, there's quite a few financial apps in the world, right?
Yeah. TurboTax is one of them.
Yeah, we're up against TurboTax and Forbes and Time Warner and Lord knows who else. These are financial apps. Now, as far as grossing apps that people actually pay for, the content that's on that app, which a lot of them I wouldn't give a nickel for the content on there, we were number 3 in the world. On Saturday, which is our highest level yet. We've been as high as number 4 in the world. And I guarantee you, when we get this premium thing rolling by the end of this month, about 3 weeks out on that, we're going to be the number 1 app in the world. Why? There's got to be something to it. I mean, it's got to work.
Yeah, you must be saying the right thing.
There must be some pretty good content there. Well, one of the features that I really like and that I've really embellished the last couple of months is the indexes around the world. And if you look at the indexes around the world right now, I mean, last year, it's all you saw was the United States in the top 10.
Yeah.
That's all you saw. Now look, number 1, India. Number 2, India small cap. Okay, last year, number 1 was the U.S., and number 2 was U.S. small cap.
That's right.
This year it's India and India small cap. Number 3, the frontier markets. Symbol, FM. What is a frontier market? A frontier market is a pre-emerging market. All right? It hasn't even become an emerging market yet. It's still out there. Like I think the frontier markets include a lot of those Gulf state, where were they going to have the World Cup? Qatar. Yeah, Qatar.
Yeah. Or Qatar.
They had some kind of scandal or something down there. And I mean, these are the kind of Kuwait. These are the kind of countries that are frontier markets. Well, that's number 3 right now. And then you get into the Gulf states 40, and then you get into the India Industrial Index, and then finally, number 8, you get into the U.S. Mid-Cap Dividend Index. And like I say, you know, what a change from last year. You get clear down to number 10 before you find the S&P 500, and U.S. small caps, which led the market all last year, are nowhere to be found this year. So the indexes have been a very, very important place to follow, very important area to track. And of course, we track these indexes and we rank them on a daily basis. We can't value indexes. I can't put a valuation on the India index or the Vietnam index or the FXI, which is China. So it has to be all momentum and performance based. And so we take a look at the short-term performance of the index. We take a look at the intermediate-term performance of an index, and we take a look at the long-term performance of an index, and we rank them based on that. And as you can see, there's just been a major, major change since last year. India has just stormed to the front here, and we do have quite a bit of exposure right now to the India market. To, you know, we haven't had any exposure. I mean, can you remember in the last 5 years since you've been here, have we ever had owned any of the Indian indexes?
Nope, not
once. I don't think so.
No.
I mean, we've owned just a few fringe stocks, but I got to say, well, we wrote about Cognizant in the book, which is a quasi-India stock. But other than that, I don't think we've ever owned any India ETFs.
We definitely never bought any indexes.
No. And so, you know, I mean, this you're seeing the first here, which goes to show you that we'll go wherever the money is here. I mean, if the money's in Oman or in Kuwait or whatever, you know, let's have a look there. Now, last year, the asset classes were all about U.S. small cap stocks. And this year, we have an entirely different class of stocks leading the market. We have MLPs, which are master limited partnerships, pipeline stocks. We have the NASDAQ, actually, which has come back and is a leading asset class once again. In fact, if you look at a chart of the NASDAQ right now, I'll pull this up just for a minute. QQQ is a good way of looking at it real quickly here. You see how the NASDAQ is actually broken out again to new highs right there?
Yeah.
That's a breakout. Let's just draw a line there. Let's draw that horizontal line right there. And you had a breakout last Wednesday on the NASDAQ.
Yeah.
So the NASDAQ is once again a leading index, a leading asset class to be looking at with your money. U.S. mid-cap value, the REITs, real estate investment trust, and large-cap value, all right? And really missing from this equation are the small caps, which led the market last year. So we have a completely different year. In fact, on our walls here at Gunderson Capital Management, we have a bunch of big frame pictures of the app.
That's right.
And one of them is, well, the most of them are from February of last year. And if you looked at the leading asset classes back then, it was all small cap U.S., micro cap U.S., mid cap U.S. And at the bottom, and believe it or not, the bottom is, they're still at the bottom. Being short the market's the worst place you can possibly be.
Gold, of course.
Owning gold is still the worst place. Has the app been right on gold?
For about a year now.
Oh, more than, I think longer than that, almost 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
Gold has been at the bottom of my asset class ladder. Now, I do believe there will come a time when gold is back at the top, but I'm going to let the app tell me when that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, the chart, let's just look at a chart of gold here real quickly. That's just an ugly chart. And let's look at a weekly chart here, which is going to show us. I mean, that's just been drifting lower now for the last 5 years. No wonder Peter Schiff doesn't like me. Huh? I've been right, and he's been wrong. No wonder he gave me the cold pricklies when I shook his hand.
Hard to sell gold right now.
Oh, man. I mean, look, when you're wrong on a stock or a sector, your phone call volume goes up.
Yeah.
People, what are you doing over there? Your emails, hey, you guys. Imagine the nasty emails and bad he gets.
Yeah.
Being wrong for the last four or five years.
He doesn't have anywhere else to go.
I don't know. What can I say? All right. Let's take a look here. Silver, bad place to be. There's those micro caps that led the market last year. Just not a good place to be invested this year. We have a completely topsy-turvy market. What a difference a year makes. Now, how important is it, Stephen, to notice when these trends begin to change in the market and to follow the trends?
Very important.
Yeah. What if we were still riding the same trends that we were riding last year?
Lose a lot of money.
We wouldn't be doing very well. Of course, we got stung. We got hit. I got smacked at the very end of this transition because the transition occurred.
It was quick.
It was 3 or 4 days. Yep. It was two people. It was our friend at the Fed mentioning the word 6 months, Janet Yellen. And it was our friend in Congress wagging his finger at the biotechs.
Well,
when we come back, we're going to look at the leading sectors in the market because that's also important. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Stephen Gunderson.
We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about a lot here so far today. We've talked about some really meaningful trends. Man, are we parked in the right areas of the market right now? We mentioned United Rentals, which has taken off for us. We've mentioned Continental Resources, which is blasting off. Union Pacific, Canadian Pacific Railway, Canadian National Rail Company, Canadian Natural Resources, Halliburton, Schlumberger, and of course this India story. And how have we found all of these stocks? I mean, we find them by using the app, which I invented. You know, as a money manager, it's hard to keep on top of 3,900 different stocks. That's a large stable to stay on top of. I said, you know, I've got to narrow it down real quickly. And I've always had a penchant for the momentum and the performance stocks, but I have a heavier penchant for valuations, having done many research reports over the years on companies. And one of the main thing you come up with when you're researching a company is that all-important valuation. So not only do I like performance and momentum, but I like value. And the app is a hybrid of those two disciplines. It brings those two together for the first time. Like the first time somebody said, let's take that peanut butter and let's coat it in chocolate. Now that guy's a genius.
That's a genius right there.
The other genius is the guy down in Tijuana who said, let's mix up fresh eggs, lemon, Worcestershire shower sauce, Parmesan cheese, a little olive oil, some garlic, and let's make a Caesar salad.
Yeah.
That guy's a genius, too. Where's his Nobel Prize for that concoction, the Caesar salad? Caesar Cardini. There's some great concoctions in life, and I'm still waiting. The people in Norway know where I am, and they give out these prizes. Is it Norway or is it Sweden? Maybe it's Sweden. Somewhere on that big island where my people come from.
But Nova Scotia.
No. It's over there. It's either Sweden or Norway that gives out the prizes. So when they say, hey, here's a guy who married value and momentum together and came up with the Best Stocks Now app, which was number 3 in the world on Saturday. The bottom line is, does it work? You know, I'll let you be the judge of that. I put together a newsletter every weekend, which has 5 model portfolios, which has a lot of stock picks, which has the leading sectors in the market, the leading asset classes, the leading indexes in the market. You follow along for the next 4 weeks. Get a trial to the newsletter, which pretty easy. How do you get a trial to the newsletter?
Visit pwstreet.com, click on the newsletter tab, and give us a little information, and we'll send it to you.
We've got a new commercial now for the podcast. You know, a lot of folks can't listen to us live.
Yeah.
I had an email from a guy, he's a truck driver, and when he's driving his truck around, there's not a lot on. If you're in Tucumcari, New Mexico, driving across the freeway there, there's like 2 stations, you know.
Yeah.
So he listens to podcasts, and his says one of his favorite podcasts is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And I know we're highly ranked in the world as far as our podcast goes, too. So how does somebody – look, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as a – we had a transistor radio. What's a podcast?
All right, so it I started on iTunes, and you sign up for it, and it downloads directly to your iTunes and to your phone.
All right.
The minute you turn it on.
Okay. It's there, and you can listen to it at your leisure.
Yeah, and you can sign up for it also. We have a link on our website. We have a page for it, a podcast page.
Yeah.
That will direct you to where you need to go.
And you know what I find? When I do my exercise in the afternoon after the market closes, I spend about 45 minutes to an hour. It sure goes faster when you're listening to something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, if you don't have any music on or anything. I'm a kind of guy, I always like to be learning something new. I mean, I very seldom just doze off or zone out and watch a sitcom or anything like that. I've always got something that I'm trying to learn new. I listen to podcasts when I do my exercise and try to fill my head with more knowledge while I'm doing that. So give it a try, the podcast. You know what it's really good for? It's putting people to sleep at night.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Listen to it right before you go to bed, and you'll have the best night's sleep you've ever had. All right, let's look at the sectors real fast. Sectors, this is really important. No, the thing that puts me to sleep is the Padre games. They just conk.
Yeah.
Three hits yesterday, shut out again, horrible. All right, let's look at the leading sectors in the market. The leading sector in the market right now is the India infrastructure sector. Number two, biotech. It's coming back, yeah. What can I say? I own several. Number three, the transportation index. Look at, have you looked at Love lately, which is Southwest Airlines?
Yeah, it's a great
stock. Look at this chart. Of course, we own Alaska, which is doing well. Delta's been hitting new highs. We've already talked about the railroads, which are transportation stocks. And then let's not forget the trucking stocks, like Old Dominion Freight Lines. Look at that breakout again today to a new all-time high.
Wow.
The transportation sector. Also, the healthcare providers. Look at UHS, Universal Health. Look at that breakout here recently. Look at Aetna, AET. It's had a nice run here recently, but several of these healthcare indexes, healthcare providers are also taken off. So that's our story, and we're sticking to it. If you would like to get a four-week trial to the newsletter, as Stephen said, you can go to the website at pwstreet.com. It was a great newsletter. I put a lot of work into it. I had links to some of my TV appearances last week. I had links to some articles that we wrote. I showed several stocks that are blasting off right now, and of course all of this sector information and index information, which is very, very critical. The newsletter has the model portfolios. We have lots and lots of subscribers around the world to the newsletter. And of course, if you're a client, that's included in the package, right? They get the newsletter every weekend, so they know why I'm doing what I'm doing. So they're not calling me on Wednesday saying, why are you buying biotechs again? Well, I go over it at length in the newsletter every weekend. How does a person become a client or get more information on Gunderson Capital Management?
Visit pwstreet.com or you can call our number 855-611-BEST.
Yeah, and if you're ever in the San Diego area, we are right in the heart of San Diego. We're at Front and Broadway.
It doesn't
get any more central than that. And, of course, we're heard in cities all across America. 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.